discuss the issue of funding in the context of an appeal that had already been made by government to the United Nations. And indeed, the parties who were there indicated their willingness to work with the UN to fund. And we discussed a model like the one that was used at the constitution-making stage and the referendum, where the UN did play a role in coordinating that funding, and that this would be something that will be acceptable.
But Minister Chinamasa is saying that Zimbabwe does not want some of the conditions that the UN is putting, and therefore their attempts to block a UN assessment team from visiting Zimbabwe. What is happening?
Well, he didn't mention it, but I can say this, that the UN terms of reference, we have looked at them, and there is nothing that is in there that should cause any problem, because all it is to be able to see and ascertain under what conditions the money can be put in, under what conditions the election can take place, and it's a technical evaluation and not a political evaluation. And clearly, if ZANU-PF has nothing to hide, if they don't have any sinister motive, then indeed there is nothing to hide. But if they've got sinister motives, then they can look for any reason so that Zimbabwe and the things that happen in Zimbabwe are like a black box. But we want a transparent process. We want a free and fair election. And a free and fair election means that everybody is satisfied that there is nothing to hide.